Shall say lunch for three and expect a good lunch. What food you produce and where you buy it will be entirely your own concern.
I think you can leave that to me. The question of salary, sir.
What about the same as before? Plus 2 guineas. All right, when can you start work?
I could move my things in tomorrow morning. If that would suit you.
That's splendid. Well, I'll see you tomorrow morning then. Good night, Barrett.
Good night,
try. I'll get rid of him pretty quick if he doesn't work.
Most treacherous.
get you back again.
Nervous parrot.
Oh, I need to say, sir, that Miss Grant's telephone. She's on her way now to visit you.
Good.
I bought some muffins.
Parrot, your mama loves.
That will be Miss Grant.
Hello, darling. Not so bad, how are you?
I'm all right. Is there anything you need?
No, I don't think so. Thanks.
All right, I'll look after you, all right.
He's marvelous. I'm glad you came, Sally.
I just thought of your name and say,
flowers.
Darling, really, it's bad enough having dance that go there on the landing. But you don't have to pretend you never got them.
On the landing.
Well, they blew irises.
We'd better find out. Come in, Barrett. Miss Grant tells me she sent some flowers. You never told me.
What a discovery I thought I did.
You certainly didn't.
And I'm sorry, sir.
Well, where are they?
They're on the landing.
Why did you board them?
I would have thought a suitable place for them.
Go and get them, Barrett. I think you're being unreasonable. I really do.
That's incredible.
I hope he's not too angry. I'd better have a word with him.
Anyway.
Oh, Sally, no, I didn't mean it like that. Please sit down again and talk to me. Come in, Barrett.
She will be ready in just a few minutes, so. Yes, Miss Grant.
Barrett, what do you think? Don't you think Mr. Tony will be able to get up tomorrow morning?
I don't think that would be wise, Miss. Going from one temperature into another.
Barrett's quite right, darling. I can easily fix another appointment next week.
Goodbye, Tony. See you tomorrow.
Let me arrange your pillows a little more comfortably.
Oh.
of mustard and a pinch of salt. You know, sir, I'm sometimes afraid to make an innovation in our routine. I don't want to put myself forward.
You're doing fine, Barrett.
May I speak to you for a moment, sir?
Certainly.
I do my best, sir. I really have tried in this position, but I'm afraid I must warn you, sir, that I'm a strong hand to give notice.
What? Why, for heaven's sake?
You see, sir, I'm at fault for making the morning sun pass until 11 and 12 at night, when you have guests.
Barrett, I've been a fool. It simply never occurred to me.
I didn't like to disturb you, sir.
So what's the solution?
I hope you don't mind my suggesting it, sir, but my sister's daughter has come to London from Birmingham. She's looking for a situation.
That's a splendid idea.
She's a hard-working girl, and I think you would find her work.
You let me know what I ought to pay her, and I'll pay it.
Yes, sir. I'm sure you won't be disappointed.
And Barrett, next time you're worried about anything, just let me know.
Thank you, sir.
I really can't be sufficiently grateful to you. That's probably Sally.
Miss Grant.
Really, Barrett, you don't live without me. I draw your fee.
Sorry, it's what I'm sure. It did not seem to me that I was announcing your like royalty.
Honestly, Sally, you might try not to cross Barrett every single time you come here.
Oh, I believe. Together.
beg your pardon, sir. I thought Miss Grant had gone.
But isn't Barrett?
He doesn't wear the sword. I can wait till the morning. If the MC requires, sir.
No, Barrett!
Thank you, sir. Good night, Miss Grant. Good night, sir.
Good night, Barrett.
I thought you'd gone to Birmingham.
But it feels awkward, so we changed our plans.
Don't look so frightened. Come on, let me give you a drink.
No, thanks, really.
It won't hurt you.
Just a drop.
You stayed up late.
I know. Please, don't tell Mr. Morat. He had the promise to come to Piggly. But then he freaked him up. He wasn't much to look at. Not really. He wasn't so much at all. I don't seem to have any luck. He had the thing. Yeah, perhaps he had the thing. He had the chance. He had the other way. Because I want the same as I do. I'm fresh and cool. I'm in time. I'm young. I'm in time. I should have taken it. As a man does, I want to be loved and seen as anyone else does. To do a thing of me like that, to try.
To be in service.
confesse pater amigonis clausos, e cantare in suoi ton will do. You've been walking in it all day, haven't you? You know I like to see you in a clean apron. You were wearing a clean one last night, and very pretty you looked in it too. Yes, you looked very pretty, with a pretty little bow, dressed in the glowy little valley above. He always seems in a hurry to get back here these days. Good evening, sir. We were just returning some clothes to your wardrobe after pressing them for you. Are there any clothes that you'd like me to put out for you?
No thanks, you can go. Vera, you can say a note back for me.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir. By the way, sir, I see my shoulder. To start this, followed by something spices of gold must be. And for dessert, you could find by the fruit salad another slice of the long and merry flan.
Yes, parrot. All right.
If there's nothing further, sir.
So what? He isn't coming back up here.
Oh, what?
What's the matter?
Nothing.
Oh, Vera, I've been longing for you all day.
Just want to hear the phone.
Vera, I can't wait.
Wait.
My dog.
it's like when you get drinking.
Come on, yes.
What do you want?
You know, let's play the
Right.
haven't committed a criminal offense. I have to admit that I'm rightly so. Eva is not my niece, she's my fiancée.
You're lying!
It's all right, dear, you can tell them our little secret now.
Get out, both of you!
Thank you.
I know I've been a long time, so don't tell me.
It's all right.
Wait till I tell you who I've just seen. He was in the pub when I went in.
Ooh.
Who do you think?
I'm not gone.
Yes.
I thought he'd gone back to Birmingham.
He came back. Don't shut up about Barrett again. Who asked you to come fussing over me? Who asked you to interfere with every blessed thing I do?
Darling, you'll feel, darling. Try to understand that you're ill.
I'm ill. First he says so, now you do. I'm not ill. I'll tell you exactly what's wrong with me. I hate tepid baths and tepid drinks and dirty rooms and dirty linen. I like good food on clean plates. I like to see flowers well arranged. And if there's one thing I want to spend money on, it's like to be out in the wilds for 6 years with nothing to do. In the evening, but sit down in a chair and thinking about the lighting Piccadilly Circus and the car slashing through the streets. And knowing I was broke and hadn't got a hope in hell of getting back. Do you wonder that I take a drink now and then? Do you blame me for taking anything I can lay my hands on to make me forget?
Oh, Tommy, I suppose it doesn't occur to you. Did he then probably do it again? Tony, please, don't let him in. If you let him into this house, I am going. Are you going to see him or not? Goodbye, Tony. God bless.
Come in, Barrett. I'm glad you've come.
Thank you, sir.
Have a drink.
Thank you, sir.
Help yourself.
Thank you, sir. I was very glad of the opportunity to speak to you, sir. I've been several times on the very point of coming round, but I was afraid you'd have refused to see me, sir.
If I were to ask you to come back here, what would you feel about it?
I'd like to very much indeed, sir.
And when would you be able to start? Would Friday week be too late?
Thank you, sir. That's a great relief. Was just something you said yourself, sir. I believe you said something to the effect of us being guests on time of young girl. You're not altogether indifferent, sir. There's another young person I know who's not altogether alone. Unlike Vera, perhaps a little more attractive. Did I understand you to say that you'd wish me to give my notice into my present employer?
Yes, give it to her immediately.
Thank you very much, sir.
And Barrett, I can be sure that you will.
Be sure that I shall do everything to make you comfortable. Your very good health.
you now. Don't you like him anymore?
He was a wreck before I met you. I think you had to talk to him about removing
it. For God's sake, he's only a servant. You have a good time with a bet all by yourself.
It's not difficult, sir, making a bet.
Barrett, for one thing, there's no reason at all why we shouldn't have lunch down here, is there? It would be much easier for you, won't it? Because there will be three of us now to cook for. I've asked Mabel to stay.
You've asked Mabel to stay.
Yes, she's going to stay with us. What about you, Barrett? Shall I get you a drink?
No, thanks. Stood down here, you'd better lay the table.
Yes, of course I will.
What are you waiting for then?
All right then, I will. Of course I will. If you'd be nice to me.
Come here, Mabel.
That's better. That's right, that's better.
Shut up, he's coming.
So what? Let him see us. Why shouldn't he?
Oh, not yet. Head back to the table.
Here we are. Sure you won't have anything, Barrett? Is something the matter, Barrett?
No.
Come on, Barrett, what is it?
You shut up and lay the table.
Barrett, please don't speak to Mabel like that. She's here as my guest.
As your guest, did you say?
You heard what I said. The three of us have got to face up to the situation.
Up to the situation.
Barrett, you'd better go to your room.
Now you just listen to me. Look, I'm a servant. I know that. Need to be reminded of it all night.
present to me, my lad. You do it somewheres, and not down in my kitchen. I'm the boss down here, that's my job. But if you come down here,
She's picked up some man.
No, she hasn't. Relax. She's not going up to your room tonight. You know, she's staying down here tonight.
You don't think you stand a chance, do you?
You can wave if you like and see, but I tell you what, Tony, tonight I won't be so.
Listen.
Is anyone here? Hello, Tony.
Hello. Did you have a good time in the States?
It was all right. Why didn't you answer my letters?
I'm a hopeless letter writer.
Can I sit alone? There is something I want to tell you.
You can talk quite freely in front of Barrett.
Let me see him alone.
She's back.
You might as well know there's a girl living here. She's a girlfriend of Barrett, and she also helps him with the work.
And she's also a girlfriend of yours.
All right, so what?
not been so big for me on my own. Will you share in his meal? Will you share in his meal?
I should forget that if I were you.
But I can't. Don't you see?
You must.
A világ opera repertoárjának egyik legtöbbet játszott darabja a szerelemről,
szenvedélyről,
a lelket és testet pusztító szenvedés fájdalmáról.
Ármel Opera Verseny és Fesztivál 2010.
Giuseppe Verdi, Traviata.
A Szegedi Nemzeti Színház előadását csütörtökön este tekinthetik meg a Duna Televízióban.
Levente szólókoncertje. Hattyúdal. Különleges, egyedülálló. Szörényi Levente a Budapest Sportarénában december 28-án. Jegyek a Texnél és az Ikkurat színpadi ügynökségnél.
Kínzó fájdalom gyötré. Miért várna sokáig, hogy hasson a fájdalomcsillapító? Az Advil eleve oldott hatóanyaga kétszer gyorsabban szívódik fel. Így gyorsan csillapítja a fájdalmat, ezért nem kell annyi időt a gyötrő fájdalommal töltenie. Advil. Erősebb a fájdalomnál. A kockázatokról és a mellékhatásokról olvass el a betegtájékoztatót, vagy kérdezze meg kezelőorvosát, gyógyszerészét.
Nem tudod, milyen a tökéletes, pedig érezni fogod, mikor észreveszed majd valakin, hogy olyan nagyon-nagyon-nagyon szépületes.
Öt csillagos vezetés élmény. Új Swift nagyon-nagyon-nagyon.
Válassz fegyvert. Telefon. Ne habozz! Közd meg kötelező biztosításod percek alatt a Genertelnél, akár 52% kedvezménnyel. Kalkuláció és feltételek a 0640 30 40 50-en és a genertel.hu. Igen. Te jössz!